This is a new act. The original bill was signed last year and went to Senate, and the Senate changed it, and the House agreed to the changes, and President Bush signed the act into law on October 8th, I believe.
Just in brief, what is it meant to mark or recognize?
It's mainly to recognize the fact that Native Americans have served in every war and every armed conflict with the United States Armed Forces since the Revolutionary War. And as a matter of fact, that Native Americans have taken the call to arms in greater numbers than any other American group.
And you were mentioning that hits home for you personally.
Yes, it does. I had a grand uncle who was in World War II. He was telling me about his experience. And I had a grand uncle, his brother, who was in the Korean War. And my father was also in the Alaska National Guard when I was a kid. I remember him being in his uniform.
And in particular, too, you're marking the country's meant to mark just the contributions overall of Native Americans to the country.
The main part was about the armed forces, but they were also considering the fact that we have contributed to pretty much all facets of life in America.
And is it significant that this day is right after Thanksgiving, given the important role of Native Americans in that piece of American history, too?
Well, I haven't really read anything about that, but that to me says a lot, you know, it being the day after Thanksgiving.
What else should people know about this day?
Well, in the original bill, they also talked about the fact that the American system of government is based on the Iroquois Confederacy system of government, almost word for word.